How does the Torah look upon the concept of receiving, accepting tzedakah funds from non-Jewish causes, non-Jewish entities, non-Jewish individuals? Are we supposed to be receiving this money and using it towards our causes? So first and foremost, it's kedai to point out that a guy of his own accord may actually well be mechuyev in the concept of tzedakah. And that is, we find that HaKadosh Baruch Hu foretells how Avraham Avinu will be mitzave ban of Achrav. He will command his children to follow in his footsteps and to adhere to the law, to the values of tzedakah u'mishpat. Tzedakah u'mishpat. Meaning, and from there, Chazal derived from the word mishpat, that a guy is obligated to maintain a fully functioning legal system, no matter where the guy finds himself, no matter which society he is part of. A guy, one of the Shevim Mitzvei Noach, is to have a society where they are governed by a functioning legal body. However, what about the word tzedakah? What does the word tzedakah mean? So, many Mishnayim learn that tzedakah refers to some sort of extrajudicial concept, a broader concept called pshara, or bitzua bedin, where aside from the strict legal letter of the law, there are concepts that fall within the legal system but are not purely law, and that is to find compromise, to find working solutions, and find other ways of making things work. So again, not purely law, but something within the broader concept of a functioning legal system. However, many other Rishonim learn that the word tzedakah does not mean anything at all in reference to the legal system. It actually refers to the concept of tzedakah as we know it, the literal concept of being there to help out other people. If tzedakah means the concept of tzedakah, we're essentially saying that a guy is obligated in the mitzvah of tzedakah. Aside from Shevet Tzpenayach, there are some other mitzvahs he may be mechayvin, and one of them will be the mitzvah of tzedakah. So he may have to go ahead and give that. However, that doesn't say anything about our own concerns in receiving such money. Should we be receiving such money? So one thing we find for certain is that is in Shulchan Aruch, it's clearly documented that it is usher, that Mechaber Paskins, it's usher to receive money from a guy towards the helping of aniyim who are down and out and need financial assistance. Why is that? So first and foremost is a concern that there's a tremendous chilul Hashem in receiving such funds. Why is that? Klal Yisrael is meant to be a functioning unit, a cohesive unit. We stick up for each other. We're here for each other. We help each other out. If a yid, a member of our clan, has to go outside to somebody else and say, look, I need assistance, essentially, he's repudiating the value of the entire clan. What he's saying is, Klal Yisrael can't help me out. I'm down and out. They can't help me. They're not here for me. I have to look elsewhere. So to go to a guy and ask for assistance, essentially, is a tremendous chilul Hashem. Now, in truth, if a yid is truly down and out, and Yitaka cannot receive any assistance through the normal channels, it would be mutter in such cases for him to go to a guy and to receive funds. Although we would definitely prefer, ideally, it should be done b'tzina, where one could avoid having such a public statement. But again, wherever possible, we would avoid doing so, simply because taking such money essentially is a broad public statement of kitchering against Klal Yisrael, saying that Klal Yisrael is essentially not there for this cause. That's as far as an ani taking money towards his personal needs when he simply can't make a living. On the other hand, we find an opposite case where we are expressly told we are allowed to receive money, and that case is when funds are being given towards the building or the maintenance of a Beis HaKnesses, towards a shul, whether it's the building, whether it's for an item, a bima, or something in the shul, funds given by a guy towards these causes may well be accepted. What is the reason for this distinction? The Aruch Chaim in Rishon LeZion explains that there's a basic difference in the mentality of these two donations, and that is, when a person, an ani, approaches a ashir, somebody who is a benefactor, to give help him in a personal setting, the ani has a tremendous subservience towards the gvir. He's telling him, look, I'm down and out, help me out, you're my savior, you're helping me out. For a Jewish person to look at a non-Jewish person as his savior is a subservience towards the wrong type of ideals. It's a subservience towards the wrong sort of belief system. Yet to the contrary, when a guy would come along and say, look, I want to give money to the Beis HaKnesses, essentially what he's saying is, I understand that ain't k'may Kadosh Baruch Hu b'olam. There's nobody except, you know, Kadosh Baruch Hu is omnipresent, he's the one who runs the world, and the way I can bring myself to further that ideal is by giving to a place where they serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu. I want to give to Beis HaKnesses because I believe in a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So here we have the subservience to the opposite effect. The guy is coming and saying, my whole system should be subservient towards the avoda of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. In such a case, it would be mutter to receive such funds. Now, obviously, there are a number of other causes which are neither an ani nor a Beis HaKnesses. And there, the Paiskim generally say that if a guy came forth and wishes to give money, since it's not on par with, the schus is not on par with tzedakah to an ani, it's not a full-fledged tzedakah on that level, one would be allowed to receive such funds, although it's worth noting that many Torah institutions will refrain from taking such money simply because we like to keep Torah as pure as possible, as wholesome as possible, and therefore we want the donors to be as altruistic about it as the people learning the Torah. We want to have people keep it in-house and have Klal Yisrael supporting its Torah, Maestas, its Chaim, Hilam, Achazikim, we want to keep that in-house. However, again, for other tzedakahs, if a guy wants to give money towards a refuah project, a social need, something along those lines, it would, according to most paiskim, would seem to be that it is mutter to accept such funds. Whether or not it would be advisable to encourage such donations is a question among different paiskim. It seems most paiskim would agree that we certainly would not want to have a scenario where the guy's name is prominently displayed as the prime benefactor of this entire cause. But for more minimal concerns within the function of tzedakah, that would seem to be okay as well.